W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two children and two adults are fighting for their lives after their small plane crashed and caught fire in a residential neighborhood today near Denver. Alex Lemishko, National Transportation Safety Board.
Thank goodness for the local response of the Arvada Fire Department to be able to handle that fire and get those people, out safe.
Two people in critical condition, one stable after two shark attacks off beaches in Walton County, Florida, in the Gulf of Mexico. President Biden apologized to Ukraine's president in Paris for the political wrangling that delayed military aid to Ukraine. And
the way you stood and holding on in Kharkiv, and you've proven once again the people of Ukraine cannot and will never overtake it.
New vehicles sold in the U.S. will have to average about 38 miles per gallon of gasoline in 2031, say new rules from the Biden administration. This is ABC News. A life-threatening heat wave hitting the West.
Well, the extreme heat is breaking in some areas. Still, Phoenix has a few more days of 110-degree temperatures and then above 105 for the next week. It's a similar situation in Las Vegas. Scott Johnson with the Salvation Army in Phoenix says getting people like the elderly and homeless into cooling stations is critical.
Because it really is a life and death situation.
On Thursday, almost a dozen people waiting to get into a campaign event for former President Trump were overcome by heat in Phoenix. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Three people are injured after two separate shark attacks off the Florida coast today. South Walton Fire Chief Tyann Crawford says the attack happened about 4 miles apart near Seacrest Beach and Inlet Beach off Walton County in the Florida Panhandle. Two teenage girls were bitten about an hour and a half after the first victim was attacked.
Victim one received significant injuries to one upper and one lower extremity.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy. It's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Yeah. Thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince said, I think Vince. Either your dad or you will be mayor one day in the city. We still have it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for audits of Milwaukee public schools. That's in addition to the financial audit already underway. This comes after Milwaukee schools failed to turn in financial reports due last September. Now, the state is withholding more than $16 million in aid. Evers' proposed audits would look into the functionality and effectiveness of Milwaukee's public schools. The scandal at Waupun Prison is renewing talks of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too old to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return to the area tonight, some rain developing late, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more clouds around, a couple of showers early, then maybe some sunny peaks in the afternoon. Highs upper 60s. Sunshine's back for Sunday, high low 70s. Right now it's 73.
Crude and Dom.
The Devil's Advocate's birthday week has begun. We'll compare hangovers and we'll take all the political headlines. Tune in Devil's Advocates 3 to 6.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
One, two, I'm on two, three, four.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right.
And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, and welcome to Friday. Congratulations, you did it. You got through another week in our crazy world. Our crazy world that is the reason we watch TV and movies and listen to music and do all the cool things that help us chill out at night. And hopefully listening to Nightlight is one of them for you. Great to have you with me. We have a great show tonight. You know, it's so weird when you had, was last week just Memorial Day, Conrad?
No, honestly, I don't know. I was.
You just had like a 2.5 week long weekend.
I had a 2.5
life
Memorial
is your,
Day.
Life is your weekend. It's so anticlimactic when you have a regular weekend.
Yeah.
Especially when you have, like, have to go somewhere this weekend. So it's like not even really a weekend, you know? But we still have tonight. We have tonight with listeners. It's great, great, great to have you with me. I hope wherever you are in Wisconsin, you're having an amazing night following an amazing day. It is my dad's birthday tonight. I'd like to give a shout out to a man who I love very much, even though he doesn't listen to the show. Happy birthday, Dad. The Big 8-1. That's a big one. That is the big birthday in life. 81. He's a great dad, and I hope he has a great day. I hope wherever you are. What are you guys doing? Do people have big plans? Conrad, what are you doing this weekend? He's not even. Conrad, you second night in a row you took a powder. He was printing something for me. What are you doing, buddy? You got big plans this weekend?
I mean, my mom is flying in from Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, my cousin, the last one, is having a graduation party.
The last one? What is that? That's kind of ominous. What does that mean?
She's the last cousin to graduate high school.
From high school, okay. Do all the Krieger cousins have their high school diplomas?
Yes. Yep.
Bunch of intellectuals, the lot of you. So, did your mom like coming back to Wisconsin?
She only likes coming back during the summer.
Yeah.
She came back during the winter, and she's like, I don't know why I came back.
Yeah. And aren't they moving back?
No. They just moved to northern Florida.
Oh, okay. So they left Key West. Boy, that must have been rough. Honestly,
Well, it was very, very busy all the time down there, so they're happy to get up away from the peat, like, you know.
Did you say get away from the peat? All the moss?
I said...
Or all the guys named Pete?
I said it wrong. I said get away from the peace. I've said it backwards.
Oh, that's fine. We're off to a good start.
I took a powder already.
You took a powder? Mispronouncing words all over the place? What the hell is going on? Really fun show tonight. We have one of our Nightlight besties is coming by, Emerson Lehman. He will be here at 7:35. He's the morning anchor here in Green Bay at WBAY. He gets up bright and early, and he is brave enough and nice enough to stay up a little later on a Friday and swing by the studio here and spend time with us. He will be along to discuss a big
a big event going on this weekend here in Wisconsin, the XPEL Grand Prix. I don't know much about, there's two things on this show I've talked a little bit about because it's entertainment, and that's wrestling and racing. And Rich LoCascio comes in and we talk wrestling a little bit. And Emerson has been in here and talked about racing. He's a big racing fanatic, and this is a pretty big event, right, Conrad? I mean, this is a,
yeah, I mean,
a big deal.
It's really cool that, you know, we got a really nice racetrack in Wisconsin, Road America, that brings a lot of traction. So, it's really cool.
So we'll talk about that with Emerson. I assume he's going to be down there just hanging out and watching all the racing, right?
He actually, so it already started. He has been down there already, and now he's coming later to talk about what he's seen and what's coming up.
He's going to pull up to the studio doing about 95.
In an Indy car.
In an Indy car with a really bad sunburn. That'll be fun. And then at since it's Friday, our Friday night friend, Terry Barr, will be here to talk about what is on tomorrow night on Max Inc. and who they have live in the lair. Terry is great. She found me a great guest for Monday, Katie Scullin, who will be in studio. I'm doing the show from Madison on Monday night, because I have some PBS work to do in Madison the next morning, so we'll be live for Madison Monday night. Katie Scullin will be in studio, as will Terry Bell. Terry Bell is the Civic Media News Director, phenomenal newsman, old-fashioned cool newsman, and also a big fan of comedy. So we'll have a good time with both those guests on Monday night. Okay, Scani Summer is rolling along. Wouldn't you say it's rolling along, Conrad?
It is rolling.
This thing is like out of control. So it's a great contest, though. It really is. And there are some phenomenal prizes. Civic Media, Scani Summer. This is our text to win contest. As you know, if you've been playing, we got a ton of texts last night. There is one winner per hour, one winner per day, and then two winners overall for the grand prize. Now, the way it works, as you know, I'm just being a bearer for detail. I'm going to say the keyword. You guys text in the keyword. And then you will officially be entered to win an hourly, daily, or grand prize. So the grand prizes, once again, are Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites.
Some great prizes.
All of those. I would take any of those.
Yeah.
So, and the brewer seats, club level. I mean, come on. You know, these are great prizes. So, all right, get ready, folks. Tonight's keyword. And it's a great keyword for Civic Media. Vote. V-O-T-E, vote, is tonight's keyword for our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Let those texts fly, folks, with the keyword. And good luck. That's a fun. Contests are fun. I never join contests. And since I've been here, we've done two now. And I love reading this stuff. But I'm like, why don't I ever do contests? Like, what do you have to lose? You text in and you win something. It's like the easiest thing in the world. Like, why would you not play this, right?
Exactly. It's just text in vote.
Yeah.
And you're entered.
You don't even have to actually vote. You have to text in the word vote. So, and we also have tonight on the show, I'm excited about this. I was at a Bigfoot convention last week. I'm not saying that to sound like a big shot. Anybody could have gone. It was in Marinette. They had hundreds of people there in search of, and you know what was funny? Last week when I was talking to these people, these believers, and there were believers, there were skeptics, there were people who kind of believe, kind of don't, you know, a lot of people on the fence. I know they were serious, though, when they say, when they refer to a Bigfoot as a squatch. They say Sasquatch, they shorten it to squatch. And several people, they're like, and you know, I was just standing there, I look over there, and there's a squatch right there. Like, what? So nonchalantly. So, and there was only a couple people that said that they like were within, I don't know, spitting distance, running distance, whatever you want to call it, with a squatch. But we'll play that at 8:20 tonight. That's our Bigfoot Pete on the street at the Bigfoot convention. That'll be fun. I think that's a good lead in for Terry Barr.
Oh yeah.
Cause then she comes in, brings the house down with some cool music, and we just kind of ride off into the chill weekend. And tonight's question, folks. All right. So here's the deal. Bad Boys 4, Ride or Die, is in theaters this weekend. It's the fourth installment of the franchise. I don't know why. I mean, I know why any movie gets made at the studio level and they you know, they churn out these franchises because they make a lot of money, whether it's Marvel or Rocky or, in this case, Bad Boys. So, but some of them, I didn't, like Bad Boys 1, I was like, okay. You know, I was semi-entertained for 2 hours. But then they just keep going, like Fast and the Furious. And I don't know what to make of it. Whatever. If you're into it, that's fine. But there have been some bad franchises. So tonight's question. In honor of Bad Boys 4, Ride or Die, hitting theaters this weekend, what is the worst movie franchise? One you would not go see, one you stop seeing after the first movie, one that doesn't need to exist. You don't need any reason for voting. It could be a number of things, a number of reasons you think something is a bad franchise. I am not a Will Smith fan, I got to be honest. Ever since the slap. And that's weird because he was like a guy who, you know, he was a musician, a rapper, DJ. He and DJ Jazzy Jeff did their thing. That was kind of cool. Then the Fresh Prince, he was really likable. And then he did some movies and he did Enemy of the State. And I loved I Am Legend and I liked him in I Am Legend. I really liked him. Like, he was a really talented guy, but he's so messed up. From what I can see as a fan, I don't know him. That slap shook me, and I can't get over it. And I'm still so annoyed by it. It's like, and I'm not wishing ill on him because he's set for life already, but I just don't want his movies to do well. And Bad Boys 4 is reviewing well. It got a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes, so maybe it'll do well. If it saves the box office, great. But I do have trouble cheering for Will Smith. Conrad, where are you at on the whole Will Smith thing? You haven't said a peep about Will Smith all week.
You know, I generally just don't really care that much what he does. It's, you know, he slaps someone and then...
You're part of the problem, buddy.
I didn't agree with him slapping, obviously.
I mean, it's Chris Rock. How do you slap Chris Rock?
You know he's going to make jokes, so...
Right! You sit in front and your whole family's crazy?
I will say this, though. That movie, I watched the trailer finally yesterday, and that looks horrible.
For Ride or Die?
It's terrible.
This is funny, too. And Entertainment Weekly said, I'm getting my Entertainment Weekly. I read all these, like, gossip and tabloid stuff because I do the Hollywood Beats. And Entertainment Weekly, actually, I thought this was for Bad Boys, but they were referring to the last Pat Sajak episode. Part of their headline was, how to watch. Like, what? I'm pretty sure I know how to watch a game show without an instruction guide or a roadmap from Entertainment Weekly. That cracked me up. But yeah, I don't. So that's our question tonight. Pretty simple. What is the worst movie franchise? And you know what? Tell us what your favorite one is, too. That's fine, too. But this is in honor of Bad Boys 4. Ride or Die. All right, Rob Thomas had a great review today of Hitman, the new Richard Linklater film. I cannot wait to see this movie. It drops on Netflix today. We'll talk about that next. And why parking garages want likes. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you with me. Breaks my heart. When it did I fall? I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting just for you. Someone's a little
more. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the US dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times.
Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Lots of text coming in for the contest. That's pretty cool. Keyword is vote. So easy. Text in the keyword and you are eligible, my friends. That's all there is to it. So this weekend, the box office, as we've been talking about, or as I've been talking about, is down this year, like substantially. And it's kind of taken a dive ever since COVID, with the exception of the Top Gun Maverick film and Barbenheimer. So we had two summers there where it was okay. Last year it was down, or last year it was up, actually. I take that back. This year it is down like 40% from last year and something like 60% from pre-COVID. So there might be a shift in the whole market. Still trying to figure that out. But everyone this summer is wondering, like, what is going to bring people back to the theater? And I will tell you this. There is a movie out this weekend that sadly is not in the theater, but I think a lot of people are going to find it. It's called Hitman by Richard Linklater. And it got really good reviews. It brought down the house at the Venice Film Festival and the New York Film Festival. You can stream it on Netflix. You don't even have to leave your house. Stream it on Netflix starting today. It stars Glenn Powell, and I am totally blanking on who the girl is, but it got really good reviews. And Rob Thomas, I was just reading his review in the on his Substack, actually. If you haven't checked it out, it's notthatrobthomas.substack.com. He also writes for the Capital Times. This particular review was in his Substack, and he pretty much raves about it. Richard Linklater is like one of the coolest directors. I just love the guy. He did Boyhood. He did a film called Slacker, which was like all one take. Boyhood was filmed well over a decade. They used the same actors. And it was just about growing up, and it was a masterpiece. I thought it should have won Best Oscar, Best Picture. I think it was 2015, and it didn't, but it got nominated. And now he's doing a new film called Merrily We Roll Along. Richard Linklater, who's in his 60s, they're going to shoot it over 20 years. I mean, A for effort. That is such a cool gimmick. The movie will not be done until Linklater is in his 80s. Anyway, Hitman is supposed to be a really funny comedic caper film, and it's available on Netflix today. So that's on my viewing agenda this weekend. And okay, so Conrad, I got a, oh, and our question tonight, what is the worst movie franchise? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your least favorite movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
I was thinking about this, and, you know, I have one that maybe not a lot of people will like, but it's Fast and Furious, but it's after the sixth one, or maybe the fifth one.
So you're saying it got worse or better?
It got way worse.
Okay.
I just think that every single movie now is just so unrealistic, and every time I watch them, like, I just think about that the whole time, like, oh, that would never happen.
Right.
It's just like they... John Cena or The Rock or just all the characters they bring in and just like fall like 50 feet or something like that.
And they live and they get up and keep fighting.
Exactly.
I don't. Yeah, and I, you know, you can include if you want like franchises like Sharknado and Sharktastrophe and all those films. Those technically are franchises, but like, I want to say, I probably wouldn't say Bad Boys is one of the worst, but Fast and Furious, I've actually heard, got like, it was kind of getting lame. And then like 6 and 7, a lot of people think anyway, got better. Like they turned it up a notch, so to speak. They gunned it. They hit the gas a little harder. You see all these car jokes. Like,
there you go.
But also, you know, you've got the scary movie franchises, Rocky, Batman and Superman, Predator, Alien, 50 Shades of Grey franchises. There's so many out there.
Cars?
Cars, sure. Toy Story?
I only like the first one.
God's Not Dead is a franchise. I don't go to too many of those religious type films, but some of them review well, seem to be pretty good.
I will say my favorite is Star Wars for sure.
Your favorite franchise?
Yes. Yeah. Or Harry Potter. They're one and two for me.
But you didn't see, what were we talking about the other day? Is Frodo Harry Potter? No, Frodo is Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I'd never have seen Lord of the Rings.
I haven't really either.
My dad has, and I think he likes it.
Does he?
But yeah, I just never got into it. It's just, I tried watching it once, and it just didn't pique my interest.
Yeah. The Jaws franchise, too. Like, the first one was pretty cool. The comedian, if you're in the mood to watch something that's funny, Google or go to YouTube and search for Richard Jenny Jaws bit. He does a joke about the whole franchise. It's so great. So that might be my least favorite, because even the first Jaws was just okay. I get that people didn't want to go in the water, but a lot of people think that's kind of what killed good movies too and gave way to the big blockbusters, the summer blockbusters. But I have no problem with that. Jaws was a fun watch. I don't think it was a great movie, but all the ones after it were like, and that was kind of what Jenny was saying in his joke. Like, the shark has it in for this family. He knows where to track them. And they go down to Florida from New York, and the shark is already there waiting. It's like so ridiculous.
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
You know, I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on. I was probably 35 years old, and I'm like, I don't even know what machine is hitting what machine. It was the most silly, nonsensical thing I think I've ever seen. So was Mark Wahlberg in one of those?
Yeah. Yeah. I do enjoy the Transformers movies.
Okay.
But it's like now I can't get into them anymore because it's the same, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know, whatever they're called, but whew, I don't know. Yeah, that might be my least favorite, but I haven't seen it, so I can't really say. Here's another thing I thought was funny. So I was in Chicago recently, and you're seeing this more and more, like with businesses. Everybody wants likes. Everything is about Facebook likes and Twitter likes. Everybody wants likes. While I'm on the subject, feel free to like Nightlight with Peach Wob at Facebook. But I was in a parking garage in Chicago. It's like, welcome to the 1017 North Clark Street parking lot. Like us on Facebook. What? Really? Do people go home and log on and click like for a parking garage? It was so weird to me. Are there people, do people have parking lot loyalties? Like, that's the only parking structure I will ever park in. I'm very loyal to that structure. But everything is about likes. And even my mail, even Mac Mail last night, I went to close it. I think the first words just said, enjoying mail. And it wanted me to rate the mail app that came with my phone. Talk about being indifferent. The only thing I try to avoid is something I really hate. What do you think about that, Conrad? You like your mail app? Seems silly.
I can't say I've ever liked the parking garage.
Parking garage.
On Instagram or Facebook.
I'll tell you what, this parking garage knows how to do it right. I'm going to go home and log on. Click like. That's the other thing, too. I was playing Wii recently. Why not take a break? Take a break? Video game. I think I can handle another game of Wii bowling. Thank you, though. Okay, Emerson Lehman is coming in next. We're going to talk some racing. Maybe he and I will have a race. You don't want to miss that, folks. That's next on Nightlight with Peach Wob on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two children and two adults are fighting for their lives after their small plane crashed and caught fire in a residential neighborhood today near Denver. Alex Lemishko, National Transportation Safety Board.
Thank goodness for the local response of the Arvada Fire Department to be able to handle that fire and get those people, you know, out safely.
Two people in critical condition, one stable after two shark attacks off beaches in Walton County, Florida, in the Gulf of Mexico. President Biden apologized to Ukraine's president in Paris for the political wrangling that delayed military aid to Ukraine and...
The way you stood and holding on in Kharkiv, and you're proving once again the people of Ukraine cannot and will never be overtaken.
New vehicles sold in the U.S. will have to average about 38 miles per gallon of gasoline in 2031, say new rules from the Biden administration. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Even after a year of deep budget cuts, seven University of Wisconsin schools are still more than $17 million in debt. UW-Oshkosh has run through all its reserves. That's a first for the UW system. The other schools are Eau Claire, Parkside, River Falls, Stevens Point, Superior, and Whitewater. More and more senior citizens are falling victim to Medicare scams. The program loses around $60 billion a year to fraud, errors, and abuse. Medicare program manager Sherry Smith says scammers often call senior citizens looking to steal their Medicare numbers.
They'll say, I'm from Medicare and we're calling to confirm your number. Is it 12345? And you go, oh no, it's 678910. And you've just given them your Medicare number.
Smith says Medicare doesn't call people at home, so just hang up. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. As another summer weekend approaches, there are numerous options when it comes to movies. Buddy cop action film Bad Boys Ride or Die, I know which one I would choose, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, opens wide Friday. Somehow the film is pulling a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're up for some horror, check out Ishana Shyamalan's directorial debut, yep, that's M. Night's daughter, The Watchers, starring Dakota Fanning. Despite potential nepotistic brilliance, beware, Watchers is only receiving a 33% on RT. Opening in a limited release is the sci-fi fantasy drama Tuesday, starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It opens on the coasts this weekend, but will find its way to a wider release next weekend. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, will enjoy a limited re-release on the big screen this weekend as well, if you're lucky enough to live close to one of the theaters. Check local listings and have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return to the area tonight, some rain developing late, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more clouds around, a couple of showers early, then maybe some sunny peaks in the afternoon. Highs upper 60s. Sunshine's back for Sunday, high low 70s. Right now it's 73.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Tune into the show on Monday. We'll listen to some of the timeless classics of Motown and discuss the stories impacting everyday Americans like you and me.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings at 9. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. I haven't had that dream in a long time, in my defense. I got all excited because our question tonight is, what is the worst movie franchise? And, you know, it's hit or miss. Sometimes we get tons of texts. But I will say this contest is eating into our text response. I got excited. I was like, oh, Jim from Fond du Lac. I was like, oh, he wanted to clarify what the key word was in the contest. He's not weighing in on the worst movie franchise, which is fine. Stacy Sue says hi on the stream. Hi, Pete and Con. Hey, Stacy Sue, great to have you with us tonight. And she says, I love the Hobbit movie. That's Lord of the Rings, right? The Hobbit?
Yeah, it is.
Same
creatures
or whatever?
I think it's not part of the actual Lord of the Rings, but it's like a different, you know, saga part of it.
Yeah, that sounds, I'm going to take your word for it. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. As I mentioned, we'll be doing the show from Madison Monday night, and Terry Bell will be with me, and Katie Scullin, an up-and-coming singer-songwriter. That will be fun. Terry Barr is here at 8:30 tonight. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome a guy onto the show who's become one of our Nightlight besties. Is that an okay? Can I throw
that? I'll take that.
Okay.
When Nightlight messages, you answer. You answer when Conrad DMs you on Instagram, even though I gave him my number so he could text me and not have to do that anymore. It's fine. I'll still answer the Instagram DM.
As long as we got through to you. That is the voice of WBAY morning co-host of the morning show, Emerson Lehman. Emerson, welcome back to Nightlight. It's
always
great to
a pleasure,
have you here, buddy.
It's great to be here.
And no matter how we get a hold of you, we went Pony Express one time either. That didn't quite get there. So. But it's good to have you here, and I'm glad we reached you. You have a big thing going on. You've been on the show before, and you talked about how much you are a fan of racing.
Big race fan.
Big racing fan.
Yes.
And Conrad mentioned earlier in the week, there's a big IndyCar race here this week, and he said it would be great to have Emerson on to talk about it, and I totally agree. So tell us about this cool event. It's the XPL. Am I getting that right?
The XPL Grand Prix at Road America, IndyCar. So... a lot of people listening maybe don't know IndyCar, but they've probably heard of the Indy 500 at some point.
Are you saying a lot of people don't know IndyCar because I said the XPL instead of the XPL?
I wasn't going to call you out on that, but I get it. Like,
you're a pro. I appreciate that.
It's an incredible series, open wheel racing series. People have heard of the Indy 500.
Yo, sure.
Same cars, same drivers. The Indy 500 was 2 weeks ago. I was there in Indianapolis.
Nice.
Incredible, incredible race. And now they're up at Road America, which is arguably one of the best racetracks in the world. The drivers will say that. It's just over 4 miles of flowing natural terrain road course, super fast, super high commitment, and just really great racing, beautiful views. And it's a festival, man.
And where is that?
Elkhart Lake.
Elkhart Lake.
So it's right in between, the track's right in between Plymouth and Elkhart Lake.
Yeah. No, I know where Elkhart Lake is. For some reason, I was thinking Oshkosh. What does open wheel mean?
So no fenders.
No fenders. So the wheels are out from the frame.
The wheels are out there. So wheel to wheel contact. You don't want that to happen. They are just, growing up, I was going to be an IndyCar driver.
Yeah.
Until I was 17 when I realized I didn't have a lot of money and probably enough talent. So I decided I was going to be a news anchor instead. And that's
so I decided
that's
I was just
that's how my career path happened. Yeah,
when I drove and be a news anchor.
I went from wanting to be a race car driver to being a news anchor. Both a little different.
Noble professions.
Yeah, both very noble really cool. professions. Absolutely. Very, very proud of both of them.
Yeah. So that was when I was a kid in the Cub Scouts and we would do the Pinewood Derby.
Sure.
Did you have those when?
So I went to one Cub Scout meeting and my mom's nah, we're not going to do this. So...
You must have been heartbroken.
I wanted to play baseball instead.
Oh, okay.
I got a lot of respect for the Boy Scouts, but
yeah,
wasn't for me.
Oh, I didn't last long either, but I did do the is it the Pinewood or the Soapbox
Derby? Yeah, the Pinewood Derby where you like build the car and roll it down. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they said, don't race these until the actual race because you'll scuff up the wheels and go slower. But I couldn't resist.
You need the aerodynamics.
I thought the car looked so cool. I was running everywhere. And then when the race started, I was like last by like, it wasn't even close.
You got to listen. You got to listen to the rules.
I know. So Elkhart Lake, you were there today?
I was there yesterday.
Yesterday,
went to pick up my credential. I'll be there tomorrow for qualifying, which sets the starting grid for Sunday, and then I'll be there for the big race on Sunday too.
Okay. Have you raced?
I did.
Like in that sort of environment?
So my first go-kart race, I was 10 years old, had never driven a go-kart before. My dad took me to Road America, and they have a go-kart track at Road America, but we were racing. It was the Road America Super Nationals, so I was racing on the big four-mile track. I was averaging 4 minutes. I was doing 4 minute lap times in a little go-kart with a restrictor plate in it. So I was averaging 60 miles an hour.
At 10 years old?
At 10 years old, probably an inch and a half off the ground.
Wow.
There was at points in that track where you're coming down the hill and stuff, I was probably topping out over 70.
Were you freaking out?
I loved it. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
No fear.
No fear at all. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
I was
looking through pictures yesterday. My mom took a picture of me. I had my helmet on. My eyes were closed. Like I could just tell a big smile underneath it. But yeah, it was that was my first go-kart race ever. Did that for 4 years. And then I started racing short track race cars after that. And when I was 14. But yeah, I love it, man. I grew up racing.
How much of I'm sure you can kind of speak to this. If you never made it that far in your racing career, you probably still know how much of what these guys do, like in an IndyCar thing, is mental to physical. Like, I know they're not running around, but like Conrad and I were talking before, that your heart rate must be like...
Yeah. I mean, the cars that I raced, I've told people before, like I played high school football. I worked harder in races than I did in football.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. These IndyCar drivers, they're pulling G-forces like astronauts pull in some of these turns because of how fast they're going. And then they don't have power steering. They're incredible athletes.
Wow. Yet you could maybe beat one of them in a running race.
Probably not. A lot of them are like triathletes.
Is that right?
Yeah, like that's how they'll stay in shape. Yeah.
So it's both. It's mental and physical. It's not
100%.
But I would almost think mental, like you have to know when to pass, accelerate, whatever it is.
Like there's gamesmanship too. You got to keep your cool. You got to stay locked in, super hyper focused. But I mean, you have to have that strength to last throughout an entire race. I mean, the Indy 500 is 500 miles. This race this weekend will be 220 something miles, I believe. It's incredible.
And that takes about an hour, right?
I mean, it'll be about 2 hours, I would say. Okay. Maybe a little under 2 hours, depending on, I mean, if there's like wrecks and they have to caution under like slower laps to clean up the crashes and whatnot, that can drag a race out. Usually the race at Road America here, I'd say hour 45 to 2 hours.
How do these guys, like, you do see crashes. I mean, how do they live when they live? It seems like you're toast if something like that crashes.
So obviously racing was founded to kind of like test the automobile industry, right? And showcase technology and whatnot and what can happen. So it used to be back in the old days, like the 1950s, 60s, there'd be a driver that would die a week. That wouldn't be uncommon.
Oh my gosh.
Nowadays, that is super uncommon. Thankfully, the safety innovations have just grown exponentially as years go on. There's a big wreck, they learn from it and they make it safer for the next one. So, fortunately, the big injuries and things like that aren't as common anymore because the safety continues to grow. And I mean, that's not just the cars, that's the racetracks as well. Road America does a great job of making sure that they can keep that track as safe as possible. I mean, when cars are traveling 190, 200 miles an hour, you got to make sure that the drivers are safe, the fans are safe. And that's a huge part of it.
That is crazy. I can't even believe you're going 240 miles an hour. Even with safety measures, it just seems like you're done.
I'm telling you, man, they're incredible. They're superheroes.
You're listening to the voice of Emerson Lehman. He is the WBAY morning anchor here in Green Bay, and it's great to have him back here in the studio at Nightlight. I love that you live right down the street. You can just pop in here. It's so fun. So, all right. So here's the thing I love about sports that kind of catch on. You know, I grew up, my cousins and my uncle always watched racing.
Yep.
And whenever we visited them as a family party, they would be sitting there glued to racing. And I'm like, I don't get this. Why are they, it's just cars going around in a circle. Like, I really didn't get it. And then when I was a stand-up comedian, I was working this club and there's about six comics standing around. There just happened to be an NFL game on that was really exciting that we all watched before we went to the club. And this one guy, I think his name was Rusty, walks in. He goes, we were talking about the game. He goes, did you guys see that? But he didn't know what we were talking about. And he's like, I couldn't believe it came down to the wire like that. He was talking about racing. None of us knew what the heck he was talking about. Like, it was such a novelty 30 years ago. Yep. And now it's like, probably maybe because of NASCAR's popularity, but also the Indy 500, like you said, yep. It's become like full-blown huge.
NASCAR's huge. IndyCar, the Indy 500, obviously the biggest race in the world. Drive to Survive on Netflix. We talked about that
before. Yeah, sure.
That has, I was just talking to someone today who said, I could care less about the world of motorsports, but he listened to our episode of Nightlight and he said, I watched the first season with my wife who, again, could care less about motorsports and they are on season, I think there's six seasons of Drive to Survive. They're on season six. Like they're burning through it. They're thinking about going to an F1 race like that.
No kidding.
In America, especially, that has grown motorsports exponentially.
That is nuts. I don't care about sex, but I watch a lot of adult movies. It's weird. I can't explain it.
There
I don't
you go.
It's just the storylines, I guess. So is a lot of it like with NASCAR, when that came onto the scene, I remember, you know, you had Dale Earnhardt and all these, is a lot of it the drivers, the personalities people take to, or is it the actual race?
I think it's a bit of both. I think for like these new fans, especially the ones that are maybe getting into motorsport because of Drive to Survive.
Okay.
Drive to Survive is a documentary type show. So it's giving you a look at these drivers and these awesome personalities where social media helps with that, right?
Yeah.
You can follow these drivers on Instagram, on X, on Facebook. You can follow them and look into their lives. Whereas 20, 30 years ago, you would only see them at the track. You would read about them in the newspaper clippings or see their articles or the clips on TV, but you weren't able to feel like you were a part of their lives by being able to follow along with that. And I think that has definitely helped to grow the social media aspect of it. The having Netflix series, IndyCar has the 100 Days to Indy, which is similar to Formula One's Drive to Survive. So it's like, they're all trying to, NASCAR has their own show as well. I forget what it's called. I watched it, but it was great. It's just giving people the chance to look into this stuff and see it.
I saw Ford versus Ferrari.
Fantastic.
Again, movie. It was like unbelievable.
My aunt who, I mean, she would come to support my races, but like they're not a racing family and they love that movie. They think it's incredible.
An excellent movie. Yep.
You don't have to be a race fan to
exactly.
Like it.
It's just a great story. How fast do I was reading on the sheet that we have here, IndyCar is like 240 they go.
So that like they go 240 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Oh, okay.
So at Elkhart Lake, I would say they'll probably be around 190 to like 200.
It'd be funny if you said like 55. They go about 55.
I mean, but that's the thing. They'll be coming flying down a straightaway in the turn that I love watching, turn 5 at Road America. They get down to about 60 miles an hour.
Oh, really?
And then it's right back up. Like it is stop, go, stop. Like it is incredible. And that's the G-forces that they're feeling coming into those braking zones when you're going from 190 to 60.
And what about, we'll talk about that next. All right. Emerson Lehman is here. We're talking racing. He's educating me on racing and it's pretty cool. I got to tell you, I want to ask you next how fast the NASCAR people go, because that's, I don't think they go as fast as IndyCar and, we're talking racing. So we'll do that. I want to ask you if you have a favorite racing movie too. We'll
Perfect.
Do that next. All right. Emerson Lehman's here. It's Friday night at Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You just got a sneak peek of my conversation off the air with, Yeah, right. I think those are cool if the conversation's interesting.
Yeah.
So how fast do NASCAR cars go?
So shout out to my racing mentor, my good friend, Bob Schneider Jr. NASCAR was going 218 miles an hour at Talladega. You've heard of Talladega,
yeah, sure.
I'm assuming. They had to slow them down. That was too fast. So now they're going about 195. That's slow. That's slowing them down.
I can't believe that those cars go that fast. Like, I would have thought maybe 140, 150, because the Indy cars look built to race.
Yeah.
But the NASCAR, like, you know, it looks like Bo and Luke Duke out like in the back
big,
roads.
Big taxi cabs out hustling around. Yeah,
that's pretty impressive. Wow. Do you have a favorite racer?
So when I went to school to do broadcasting, I was really heavily considering trying to get into like pit reporting.
Yeah.
So I consider myself a fan of racing as a whole. Like I there's definitely certain drivers that I'm like, I'm happy to see them win. I want to see them do well, but I don't consider having like a super fandom now. Growing up, I was a huge Marco Andretti fan. So you've heard of Mario and Michael.
Yeah.
Michael's son, Marco.
Oh, wow.
I had my heart broken in 2006 at the Indy 500 because he got passed 100 yards from the finish line to win the race.
How does that happen?
So he took second.
Yeah. I'm serious. Like, how does that happen? If the straightaway?
On the straightaway, they like...
How do you get passed?
It's a good question. I think he's still trying to figure it out, too. It was... Let me tell you, man. Heartbroken. 2006. I will never forget that. I still, every year when he's still running the Indy 500, and I'm always like, this is Marco's year. This is going to be Marco's year. And it has not been Marco's year, but
wow.
That would be my answer to that question though. If there's one driver that I'm like,
that's cool.
Man, that's that.
And he's royalty.
Back when I was a kid, I was a huge Marco fan, and I want to see him, get that 500. That'd be cool.
What about the Indy 500? Do you know anything about the history of that? Like, I remember doing stand-up, and I'd be in Indy, and they put us up in these condominiums that were right off the main drag, and inevitably, every year, it seemed like I was there on that weekend. And at 8 in the morning, it was like, here's an engine that's even louder than the last one.
Yep,
and, you know, you're trying to sleep off a late night. But that is a crazy atmosphere.
It is. It's my Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite day of the year is the Indy 500.
No kidding.
I've gone for, this was my 24th year.
Oh, wow.
I'm 27 years old. So that, if that says anything.
And you were going by yourself when you were four. That's how much of a fan you are.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been a thing. My dad and I, every year, my sister and my mom are with us this year. They've gone the past couple of years, but, man, it's
oh, what a
literally
cool tradition.
Christmas.
My friend Jackie Flynn was on this show. He's in the show Loudermilk. He's an actor, and his daughter dates an IndyCar driver named Colton.
Colton Herta?
Colton Herta, maybe, yeah. How's he? Where is he in the pack?
Yeah, he is probably the He's one of the highest paid.
Okay.
He was America's like next chance at Formula One for a little while, but he is fantastic. Yeah, he drives for the Andretti team. Very quick. He's in the top 10 in the points right now. I know that. It's yes, really? Let's see. There you go.
Colton, and it's H?
H-E-R-T-A. It's awesome that we just have, you know, the laptop. I know. You're ready to rock.
It's like I'm Googling on the air and people are, is that him?
That's
him. I think that's him, yeah.
Yep.
But it's funny because Jackie's like this guy from Boston. I don't think he was a racing fan before this, but like when it's someone in your family or you're close to, you just go crazy for it, right?
Oh, of course.
I mean, it's like,
yeah, you have to.
Do you have a favorite racing movie?
So, yes. And it is one of the worst cinematic movies probably that you could say was ever made. It's called Driven. It's with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that though, but I remember when it came out.
So I don't know what growing as a kid, I would be like, Mom, let's go to Blockbuster. I want to rent Driven. And it was just a cool movie because I was seeing, you don't like, you got Days of Thunder, you see NASCAR yeah. stuff in movies, you never see Indy cars in movies.
Right.
This was like the first movie that had Indy cars in it that I, as a kid, could comprehend. And like, and in one scene, just to let you know how cheesy this movie is, Sylvester Stallone takes a quarter and flips it out of the car and then does a lap and like throws the car into a power slide and picks up like four quarters through a turn. And it is the grossest thing. But like, it's just such a, growing up as a kid, I loved it. So now it's kind of fun to like, I look at it now, I'm like, that would never happen. That didn't happen. Like, it's horrible, but it's great at the same time. And it
kind of
like,
takes you back.
It's like a guilty pleasure kind of thing. Yeah, it takes you back.
Where are you at? One of our, I'll ask you this in a few minutes too, but one of our discussions last night was kids movies. And Conrad and I mean, did Stuart too? I think we all had Cars on our list.
So Conrad, the kind man he is, gave me a warning that this could maybe come up. And I think if I can like count all three Cars, like just the Cars trilogy into one grouping, I would say it would be in my top five for kids movies for sure.
Okay. But in terms of racing, like I have to say on the first Cars, when they put Lightning McQueen into the trailer and they're pulling out of that huge stadium and that song is playing and all the...
Gets you jacked up, man.
It totally gets you jacked up.
Life is a highway,
racing.
Rascal Flatts.
I'm like, oh my God, maybe I should like racing from this kid's movie, you know?
100%.
Oh, it was so much fun. So what's the next... Okay, so you go to the Indy 500. What other racing events do you go to? Do you have like a... routine that you do every year? Is there another race you try to have to see?
Yeah, so I always go to Road America for IndyCar weekend. The IndyCar's coming to the Milwaukee Mile this year for the first time since 2015, I believe. So they're having a doubleheader Labor Day weekend. So I'm very excited for that one. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
Any IndyCar race that I can get to, I try to. My dad and I, sometimes they race on the road course at Indianapolis. We'll go down for that if we can. We didn't make it this year, but I'm watching on TV. If I'm not there, it's great.
Hi, we have about 30 seconds. Can you stick around for a little bit?
Oh yeah, man.
Okay, cool. How many racing factions are there?
A lot.
A lot.
Too many to mention.
A lot. All right. Emerson Lehman is here. He is the morning host on WBAY here in Green Bay. Does a great job over there, and he's so much fun when he's here in studio. We have a few more minutes with Emerson coming up. Terry Barr is here at 8:35 to talk about what is coming up tomorrow. We're going to learn some new music, Conrad.
Definitely.
I love it. It's the only way I learn new music is when Terry comes on the show and shares
out
their
Terry.
Guests. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk kids' movies and summer blockbusters. And all kinds of fun stuff with Emerson Lehman next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Stay tuned for the news.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's week two of Joe Biden's top 100. We've covered the economy. Next up, education. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.